One amazing story from an amazing Montrealer.
But are they making the whole thing up?
Time for Vinny and Nikki's to tell the truth.
All right, we've been doing this the last few weeks. It's so much fun. A person sits down in studio who we've never met before. We know nothing about them. They just tell us their name and something about them that we have to find out if it's true or not.
Exactly. We can ask them a few questions over the course of a couple of minutes. That's it. And then we have to decide whether their story is real or
I don't know if you guys have been keeping score, but so far we're 1-1. We each have one right guess and one wrong guess.
Only you've been keeping score.
Well, I would think that Nikki would be also.
You know me. I'm not competitive.
And you can judge on our text line. Tell us if they are telling the truth or not. So a woman is right here in studio. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
I was once the nanny for Al Pacino's child.
For what? Al Pacino's child.
The Al Pacino.
Ooh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Here in Montreal?
No. It was in New York.
In New York.
Yeah, upstate.
So how did this happen? How did you become Al Pacino's nanny?
Through a friend. I knew this girl.
Who knew
Al Pacino?
Kind of knew Al Pacino.
Okay. And were you a nanny prior to this job?
No.
So what qualified you for this?
Because we had a friend in common who...
referred you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What was Al Pacino like?
He was the nicest man.
Is there any memory you can tell us? A conversation you might have had with him? Something about him?
That he likes popcorn.
He likes popcorn.
Unbuttered?
No, unbuttered.
Unbuttered, okay.
Oh, yeah, unbuttered.
What about the child that you were caring for?
She was 1 year old, and her name was, what was her name? Her name was Julie. Julie.
How long ago was this?
Like 20-something years ago, 25 years ago.
And how many stints did you have as a nanny? Was it just a one-time thing with Al's kid?
For Al's kid, I was nanny once, yeah.
And did you have any other stints as a nanny outside of that, or was it a one-shot deal?
No, but I started working with kids.
I imagine you got paid very well for this?
Yeah, in American dollars, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was great.
Where did you live while you were a nanny? Did you live with Al Pacino and his kid?
I lived in the house next to Al Pacino, whose home was once Diane Keaton's.
Okay. You got to live in a mansion just next door?
Yeah, well, not a mansion, but...
It's expensive to live in New York. How much were you making? This is impressive.
Well, they were paying the rent, silly. They pay for the rent.
They pay for everything.
Yeah.
Did you have to like prepare meals and everything, or were you just there for a good time?
No. He had a cook.
Interesting.
All right.
Okay.
Did you
ever meet any of his friends, like his famous friends?
Yeah. They were on set with the Glengarry Glen Ross gang.
Are you still in touch with Al Pacino and his daughter?
No.
When he came into Montreal a few years ago, did he reach out?
No, he did not.
Okay. Did you ever hear him go, hooah?
No, but I came across the tapes that trained him for Scarface.
Okay.
Wow. Now, is he a messy guy? Was it a messy household? What was the state of cleanliness there?
No, it was all nice.
He would have maids. Yeah, okay, right? Did you get to go to any like cool Hollywood-esque parties while you were in this environment?
No, just on his sets.
Okay, and did he do blow?
Oh. If so, how much?
You don't have to answer that.
He did not.
Wow.
Who was he dating at the time? Did he bring any like love interest back?
Yeah, she was an Australian woman.
Did she like you?
Not so much.
Yeah.
She was threatened.
Okay, is Kiki telling the truth or not? You can text us this morning at 92925. All right, so we're back with Kiki, who's in studio. Now, can you repeat it one more time? You were a nanny for Al Pacino's...
Child.
And this was way back in the day.
Yeah.
Is she telling the truth or not? You can text us at 92925. Sam, we'll start with you.
I think you're telling the truth.
Yeah?
Yeah, you had the answers for everything and, referencing the Glengarry Glen Ross, all this type of stuff, like, timely, like, chronologically, it adds up for me, so I'm going to say you are telling the truth.
Okay, see, for me, it doesn't quite add up. Like, okay. Some of the questions you were just hesitating on, but the thing is, you kind of look like you'd be a fun nanny. Like, you kind of have that energy having that role. I'm torn on this one. And then I'm thinking, you know, like maybe you wouldn't remember all the details that far back. I'm sure you weren't taking note of all of these things around you. I'm going to say, I've been wrong on this week after week, and I'm just so sick of failing on this. I'm going to say you're lying, Kiki. I don't think you're telling the truth.
Okay, I'm going to go with you're lying, too. When I asked you if you can tell us anything about Al Pacino, you said he liked popcorn. I was like, that's it? That's all you got? Popcorn?
Well, nobody knew that before this interview, so.
Kiki, can you reveal the truth?
I was... Not lying.
You're telling the truth?
Oh my gosh. Hey, are you serious?
How am I so bad at this game?
Oh my God. You fooled me. Well done.
Wow. So I was right. Like some of those details are obviously just cloudy. You're not taking note of everything.
No, it was a long time ago. Yeah. It was really great though. It was nice.
Wow. Okay. And he just hired you with no experience nannying to come and care for his child.
Yeah.
Wow. And you said you work with children now. So what do you do now?
Well, one of the things I do is I work for this charity called the Kids Play Mission that provides free sports for kids from low-income situations.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's incredible. You should reach out to Al Pacino and show up with all the kids.
Oh, he's too old now.
No, we're actually going to be reaching out to Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Cool.
But you're not going to be taking care of his kids.
No.
Okay.
Well, you never know.
Amazing.
All right. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it, Kiki. Okay.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Simon, Al Pacino impression on our way out?
Oh, well, Al Pacino here. Hey, thanks for taking care of my kids.
Is that a good impression?
No. He has a squeaky voice.
I don't know, Sam.
He has a squeaky voice, you said.
You put me on the spot there.
Thank you so much, Kiki. And Kiki just left us her website here. It is purpledivine.com. She's also a writer and a poet.